Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey everybody, I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today I've got a really cool episode on tap for you guys. And it's something that we've started to see really explode in a post-pandemic world over the last 5 years. Today, what we're going to talk about is short-term rentals and their impact on your community. And the reason why I think this episode is so important is because short-term rentals have become incredibly popular with investors. There's a lot of reasons why. First things first, you can make a lot more money with a short-term rental than you can with a long-term rental. That's obviously something that's going to attract investors. Another benefit of short-term rentals for investors, you almost never need to do an eviction with a short-term rental. If people are coming to town to have a get-together for the weekend, it's almost unheard of that they would stay beyond that. People come, they have their parties, they have their get-togethers, and they leave. And evictions can be a real pain point for real estate investors in the long-term rental market. You also have more flexibility with your rates, and this goes back to giving you an opportunity to make more money. If you have a short-term rental in a popular vacation spot, you can adjust your rates accordingly. It's going to be a little bit more expensive to come and rent your place for Memorial Day, for 4th of July, for Labor Day, for things like that. The same is with all rental properties. There's some great tax benefits to owning short-term rentals. So the short-term rental investor is out there, and the short-term rental market has become a major player in real estate investing. Now, here's the thing. Many local communities are really starting to push back on short-term rentals. Many of these permanent residents do not want short-term rentals to be allowed in their community, and there's a lot of reasons for it. Truthfully, I could see it from both sides. One of the big things that people complain about all the time is that there's increased noise and disruption in their communities. As I said, if people are coming in for a weekend and they want to celebrate a birthday or a family get-together, or if it's just old college buddies or, you know, girls' weekend and people want to get together, it tends to be late-night parties, large gatherings, and I could see how that might disturb your next-door neighbor who has kids that they're trying to get to bed, or they have work the next day, or whatever it may be. Another common complaint for these people in these communities, they say they kind of lose the sense of community. The community feel kind of goes away with short-term rentals. A lot of these short-term renters that are coming in, they're not really interested in local activities or building relationships with the local bakery or with the local ski shop or whatever it may be. Short-term rentals are starting to pop up realistically in small towns all across the country, and people move to small towns because they do want that sense of community. So the fact that that's going away for some of them, they don't really enjoy it. We're also seeing in these areas where short-term rentals are becoming popular, the prices of properties are on the rise. They're going really high. So too are the rents. So these short-term rental investors, they're driving up property prices, which makes it less affordable for local residents and their families. You know, I talk to some people and they say they're nervous about when their kids graduate from college, if they want to get jobs in their hometown, because the cost of homes have been driven up so much by investors. And it's a real concern, because if you can't live in the community that you want to live in, I could see why people don't like that. Safety and security concerns are also really big. Some people say, look, Dave, there's no accountability for these renters that come and go. It raises concerns for safety, for theft, for other criminal activity. I know one of the things that my parents and grandparents talk about all the time, they say, we never had to lock the car doors, the house door. We never had to lock the doors in our neighborhoods growing up because everybody knew their neighbors and no one had any fear that there would be any type of safety or security concerns because everybody kind of watched out for each other. Well, with the short-term rental community,
That goes away. You don't know your neighbors anymore. And in some case, you might have different neighbors every night of the week. So those safety and security concerns are real for people as well. We're also seeing a huge impact on parking and traffic, overcrowded streets and parking areas, impacting the life of local residents. We see it in these communities where people are buying 4- and 5-bedroom houses, where if it's a family living there, there might be 2 or 3 cars in the driveway, but a 5-bedroom house might have 10 beds in a short-term rental community. So you don't have 2 or 3 cars in the driveway, you have 10, and that's not only 10 cars in the driveway, they're parked along the street. They're in and out throughout the course of the day doing whatever they may need to do. And a lot of people, when they go to small towns, that's the type of stuff they're looking to avoid. They don't want traffic. They want an easy commute. They don't want difficulty getting through their neighborhoods. So a lot of people don't like that. There's also a huge impact on local services and infrastructure. Something as simple as waste management. You know, short-term renters, again, a lot of times they're coming to party. They're coming to have a good time. There's a lot of trash. I mean, literally, can the sewer systems handle the amount of stuff that's going to be going down the drain? It puts a strain on local police, local fire departments, local EMS. If you're going to a small town or a vacation site that maybe doesn't have the police force or doesn't have the fire department or, again, the EMS services to handle the volume of people that are going to be there. Many vacation towns have plans for this, but a lot of small communities don't. I see it from both sides. I really do. I completely understand why investors value the short-term rental. People invest to make money. It's the purpose of a business, right? So if you can make more money on short-term rentals, I think that's what attracts people. But I also understand the impact that these short-term rentals are having on local communities and local neighborhoods. I'd like to ask you this question. Would you want this in your community right now? And I think this is something that you really have to think about. If you were living in a community and it came to a vote on whether or not you would want short-term rentals to be allowed, would you vote yes or would you vote no? And I'd love to hear the reason why. It's going to be a hot-button topic in real estate for the foreseeable future. I think that one of the best ways to come up with a solution to any of these issues is to have an open discussion about it. That's all for today. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.